This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. President Obama is in Vietnam today, where he announced that the United States will fully lift an embargo on the sale of lethal arms to that country. Business is a key focus of this trip. Trade between the countries adds up to $45 billion a year. The majority of that stuff Vietnam sells to us. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports on America's changing economic relationship with Vietnam.
For decades, there were no meaningful economic ties between the two countries.
We were at war. We had no relations. When Vietnam started opening up in the 1980s, the U.S. really wasn't there.
Annette Kim is a USC public policy professor who's done a lot of research in Vietnam. America ended its trade embargo in 94, and things ramped up from there.
It's amazing. This transformation can happen in one lifetime.
Vietnam's hoping for even more change under the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Deal, or TPP. Gary Huffbauer is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute.
Vietnam is a big winner. I mean, this is going to be a big boost to Vietnam, no doubt about it.
The Institute forecasts an 8.1% gain in real income for Vietnam by 2030 under TPP. For example, it would mean better access to American markets for clothes made in Vietnam. That could hurt some American manufacturing jobs, though TPP supporters say the net effect is positive for America's economy. President Obama's visit marks a long road from enemies to trade partners. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.